get to that. I'll get to that. I'll get to that. I had to dedicate this song to, This is dedicated to Cristiano's restaurant, it's an Italian restaurant. It's called Scenes from an Italian Restaurant.
Right. Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell. Gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling. Yeah, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Happened every time before, and as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will start when you walk out the door. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, all right now, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
That it won't be long before it's crying
though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing the fool? But one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take any sacrifice. It feels nice, don't think twice. Just
shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
Things are gonna work out fine if you only will. Do as I say, yeah.
Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way.
And what you plan to do with your foolish
Genius is not a generous thing. In return, it charges more interest than any amount of royalties can cover. And it resents fame with bitter vengeance. Pills and powders only placate it a while. Then it puts you in a place where the planet's poles reverse, where the currents of electricity shift. Your body becomes a magnet and pulls to it despair and rotten teeth, cheese whiz and guns, whose triggers are shaped tenderly into a false lust in timeless illusion. Claws kept tightening, I guess, on your heart stem. The loops of feedback and distortion threaded right through Lucifer's wisdom teeth and never stopped their reverberating in your mind. And from the stage, all the faces out front seemed so hungry with an unbearably wholesome misunderstanding. From where they sat, you seemed so far up there, high and live and diving. And instead, you were swamp crawling down deeper until you tasted the Earth's own blood and chatted with the buzzing-eyed insects that heroin breeds. You should have talked more with the monkey. He's always willing to negotiate. I'm still paying him off. The greater the money and fame, the slower the pendulum of fortune swings. Your willpower could have sped it up, but you left that on an airplane because it wouldn't pass customs and immigration. Here's synchronicity for you. Your music's tape was inside my Walkman when my best friend from summer camp called with the news about you. I listened then. It was all there. Your music kept cutting deeper and deeper valleys of sound, less and less light, until you hit solid rock. The drill bit broke, and the valley became a thin crevice, impassable in time, as time itself stopped. And the walls became vices of brilliant notes, pressing in, pressure. That's how diamonds are made. And that's where it sometimes all collapses down in on you. Then I translated your muttered lyrics, and the phrases were curious, like incognito libido and chalk skin bending. But the words kept getting smaller and smaller, until separated from their music, each letter spilled out into a cartridge, which fit only in the barrel of a gun. Shove the barrel in as far as possible, because that's where the pain came from. That's where the demons were digging. The world outside was blank. Its every cause was just a continuation of another unsolved effect. Kurt, didn't the thought that you would never write another song, another feverish line or riff make you think twice? That's what I don't understand, because it's kept me alive above any wounds. If only you hadn't swallowed yourself into a coma in Rome. gone to Florence and looked into the eyes of Bellini or Raphael's portraits. Perhaps inside them, you could have found a threshold back to beauty's arms where it all began. No matter that you felt betrayed by her. That is always the cost, as Frank said, of a young artist's remorseless passion, which starts out as a kiss and follows like a curse.
Late. but you play out your part. They got nothing to give, they always part their legs for what's negative. Hey, they're so decadent until their daddy's money from home's all spent. So I think it's time, cause it's too easy to rely on worshiping devils and strangers in bed. Though they do get good drugs and they do give good pets. Realized I was worth the wait. Ah, but you didn't hesitate. And when he took you off, you let him seal off fate. So I think it's time that you all start to think about getting by without that need to go out and find somebody to love.
Nightclubbing. For this generation, infected with too many antidotes, there must be a balcony, a height, where you may be lifted up beyond the grip of glamour, of glory, without rage, to initiate and incite the shaded dancers who are eager and anorexic, wearing monkey teeth on their wrists, lips or fingers painted black, passing out affinity with the howling dog and their trousseau of dots as the letters of their tattoos dissolve, leaving mermaids and flowers, the banded heart stranded without vows or names. I challenge you to restore a reckless elegance in place of the vapors you breathe, or such civilized distractions, to commit to sleep in a painless chamber the tedious pets of your cradled syringes. I can license you the malnourished but willing innocence of a cloudless destiny, and petition you to summon the mysteries with joy, not envy, dissevering the crooked braces you insist on wearing, without blinding you with too much at once, the forgotten elements. I'm talking about a very slow first move, and carefully, carefully, as you reach, as I reach too, through a wheel of thorns, to pump new air into the stray rose.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
your fault. I was being too demanding. I must admit, it's my pride that made me distant. All because I hoped that you'd be someone different. There's not much I know about you. Fear will always make you blind. But the answer is in clear view. It's amazing what you'll find face to face. Until I hit the bottom. But when I faced you in my blank confusion, I realized you weren't wrong. It was a mere illusion. It really didn't make sense just to leave this unresolved. It's not hard to go the distance when you finally get involved face to face.
I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. one time. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
could.